Tatemet, Parshas Bamidbar, Shnat Tuf Resh Mem, page 21, and these are the Satemes. The Satemes on the right hand side, the Medrash discusses how the first pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe specifically B'midbar Sinai, B'daber Hashem El Moshe, B'midbar Sinai B'el Ma'ed. Now of course, we know that Bnei Yisrael is still in the Midbar. The point of the pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and taught all of the Torah, was imparted to Bnei Yisrael specifically in the desert, in the Midbar. The Medrash tells us seemingly contradictory explanations as to why the Torah had to be given in a desert. Note 5 here quotes most of the Medrash. The Gimel Bar Nitnan. Torah was given the Eish of the Mayim of the Midbar. Sukkim, of course, in Parshas Yisrael, is saying that there was a tremendous amount of fire and there was smoke. The Pasuk in Shiras Devorah says, Natafu Mayim, that there was water. That there was water also at Hasina. Probably some great amount of water. Powerful waters. So that the Torah is given with Eish, with Mayim, Bamidbar, in the desert. Why? Lama nitna begimel dvarim alalu, elama elu chinam. A fire. If somebody has a fire, you go over to them and say, could I have a light? No one's going to charge you. Fire is chinam. You can create it if you know how. If you're a Boy Scout, you can get fire by yourself. And then, I mean, if anybody here knows how to do that, I don't know if, then you're really, you're showing some skills. I have to wonder whether you ever went to a yeshiva. But Boy Scouts know how to create a fire, how to start a fire. Right? Fire is free, water is free. Houston. Right? But if you catch the rain, it's certainly free. And the desert, no one's going to charge you for taking a walk in the desert. And actually, in Eretz Yisrael, now we have a lot of problems with people who take up residence and they live in the desert. Right? So these are free. These are chinam. Kach divrei Torah chinam hei. The Medrash. Torah is free. You want Torah? You want the wisdom of Torah? Come take it. It's open for all. No charge. Dabar acher. This same Medrash continues and says another very different explanation. Dabar Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Why in Midbar Sinai? Elokol she'ena oisa atzmoi k'midbar. Hefker. If you don't make of yourself a person completely free of all kinds of material impediments and concerns, if you're not completely wasted, so to speak, all other aspects of your life, if you're busy and all invested in other things, ein yochel liknois es ha-chochma v'ha-tarif, then you will not be able to acquire the Torah. Wisdom is not going to be, you have to empty yourself of everything. So the contradiction is clear. Svetem is asked, Shtei Elu, HaPirushim, Stoitzrin Zeze, they seem to contradict one another. Ki Eich Hem Chinam, how can you tell me Torah is free? Easily, come take it. Shetzrichin, if at the same time, Lata Satsmani, we have to make of ourselves a vacuum, empty ourselves. V'nichseinu Hefker, take ourselves, our belongings, and make ourselves completely abandoned, kimidbar, like an empty desert. In the parish, there's a famous parish of Rav Zev Wolf Einhorn in the Medrash Rabbah, where he says, and I'll quote the way he puts it, he says, what does it mean to make yourself Hefker? Shaloi lahakpid al shum davar. It doesn't mean not to have anything, but even if you have, but that's not what you're about. That's not what you're makbid. That's not what you care about. Something else but Torah, you're not going to be able to be kind. So that's a very different perspective than saying it's free, it's easy for everybody to acquire Torah. So the Sfasemis now is going to, Achein, of course. Vadai Torah chinam. There is Torah that's free. Mishir tziyachalul mezvah. Anybody who wishes to can learn Torah. And Baruch Hashem, we do. Avoliknois ha-Torah. To acquire the Torah. And what does acquiring Torah mean? You just need to know what to learn. Acquire the Torah is something very personal. And he explains. Kemeshe Kasuf. The Gemara Kedushin says, why the Torah referring to the Chachamim as Zaken? Zaken is Zeh Shekana Chachm. That's what a Zaken. Zaken Zeh Kana Chachm. This person acquired Chachma. And now the Sfasemis adds, "Haynu sheyesh lachachma dira v'kein kuf b'lim." We know what the mitzvah of Cane Tziporos. What is a cane? A bird's nest, which means you have to create, and it's very, very picturesque, but a nest doesn't come by itself. You have to create. The bird creates one small, fine twig or piece of straw at a time, interwoven one into the other, very intricately, very delicately. Perched in a very safe, very, very important, perched in a safe. So a person who is a zaken has created and has made a nest, that he's built of himself, believer in his heart, Cain believer. He's prepared a place for Torah, that the Torah should live in him. That's very different from just learning. That means a whole, completely changed personality, where the person is a living, breathing Sefer Torah. It's not just because the person knows something, but that's what the person is about. One can be a living, breathing Sefer Torah and still have to learn most of Shas. But one is absolutely not just enamored with Torah, but so involved with Torah that literally everything else is thrown away. And that's like the song we sing in Yiddish. Everything else is abandoned. Everything else is let go. You let go of everything else. Because that's always, that's Kenyan type. That's something else. So the Midrashim are not really contradicting. The first Midrashim is saying everybody can, should, and does learn. We learn type. Then if you're going to reach a Madrega of Kenyan Torah, then it's something so personal that that's what the person is, not just learns, but that's the personal about. He has created living home, a living home. The Torah lives within this person. Cain, believer, Zokeh. Cain, a nest or home for Torah he built in his heart. Va'alzeh mevakshim, this is what we ask when we say daven in the morning in the bracha. Harivna Hashem Elokeinu, Divrei Sarosko Befinu. That's what harivna means. We understand pshat. Harivna means when something is sweetness, and it's so sweet and we enjoy it, then you enjoy it more, you take in more, you imbibe more because you enjoy it more. But he's saying a very interesting, that's why we say the harivna, sheyia ta'aruvus. Fascinating. Harif in the Russian of Erev. What's an Erev? Everybody coming together. Erev means a mixture where it's not like this person's house is separate from that person's house, so that for Shabbos' sake, this is just a yachid separate from the other Rishus yachid, and then therefore midrabanan, we can't go from one to the other. We are mixed together into one. Harav no is divri sarasku, meaning cause that our very mouth are just instruments of Torah, that there should be a tarevis of Torah that mixes with me and becomes part and parcel of what I am. Liyad divrei Torah nivla'in bedamar. That the Torah should be sunk in, absorbed in the person's blood. I remember Elias Schwartz, the Chaim Lebracha, long, long time principal in his coming generation, to tell us always, and he said the same thing every bar mitzvah, the tefillin on your arm and on your forehead that should go into your blood. That was the line. The tefillin should go into your blood. So the source for this idea, saying it this way, it's really from the Chiddush Yerim. Chiddush Yerim is quoted by another grandchild who was the Rebbe of Pilz, Sifsei Tzadik. He says, I'll say it first in Yiddish. He says in the name of the Zayda that this we see. It's quoted here in the bottom of his Reb Nosson. Haloi med Torah v'yaldusai divrei Torah nivlotin bedom. That Torah becomes absorbed into the very, literally into the flesh and blood of the person. Blood. So he says, quoting Tzitzadik says, quoting his grandfather, the Shirim, Zezon Zern Adurch Knet mit dem Blut in Ale Evor. That the words of Torah should be kneaded, like you knead dough, and you have, you know, it's a watery mixture, and then it's thicker and thicker, right? The Torah should be kneaded into the fiber of the person's being. That's what the Medrash means when it says Kenyan Torah, the Kaila Torah. That means that you take everything else and put it attitudinally. And that's the good news. The good news is that we are all able to come to it. We have to work on it. We have to work very, very hard. We have issues of parnasa, issues of our children, of the neighborhood, and of all kinds of concerns, and mental health, and on and on and on. And they press on us. They do. Natural death. And yet, somehow, we have to mentally, emotionally prepare each time we learn. And every morning when we say the bracha, v'harivna, we can now say it with an idea, not only that it be sweet, but maharizot. The Torah should become something that not only occupies us, but fills us and becomes definitive of who we are. And what I feel, I think, and how I'm every way disposed is with that Torah that's literally flowing in my blood. But this means Torah not just in practice, but in learning. Which means that we really, really care about the Siddurim. We care not just to say, okay, yeah, I learned because it's a chayv, it's a mitzvah, but because we want to change ourselves. We want to have a Kenyan Torah so that we are, this Nes, Ken, believe it, is created by us, so that we are one. The Torah is one. Now, it's such a very, very daunting, he says, when we come up, HaKol Bo Al Yedei Eiseka. That's so true. We all know this. When you get into it, when you get into learning, you get absorbed into it, you almost get lost in it, right? You know, like, it's like for an hour or two, the world doesn't know something. Even in times that are difficult, Le'aleinu, in times that are pressure filled with whatever. But if you are zeichet to have a shir or a good limud, and you just, you're in it, we all know that, Baruch. Everything else just goes away. That's kinyan. Because at that moment, that's everything went after everything else. Every other concern, goodbye. Left them. That's how we gain this ability. The practice, he says, adde eisek hater. When you're oisek that way, you can find yourself creating the oneness and the unity of the person with the Torah and the Torah with the person, where everything else, like the midbar, is gone. And now he says, this is fascinating. Ba'al zeh amru mitak shalor lishma ba'al lishma. That's mitak shalor lishma ba'al lishma. We might think at first glance, shalor lishma means all kinds of, I want to feel good, I want to have self-respect, I want my health, I want to be considered, you know, at least a ben Torah, chalila, an amar, you know, whatever shalor lishma means. And those are not such bad shalor lishma. He's saying here, no, shalor lishma means you want to know the Torah. You want to know Torah, you want to be a Talmud Chacham, because that's a great value to something greater. And that is to have a Kenyan Torah, that the Torah and you become one. And you touch Shalei Lishma, where you're Isaac and you say, okay, I'm not yet at that level, I'm not at that Madrega. Certainly not with Kantan. But if I get into my learning, if I get into a Sugya, and I'm really devoted to it, I can get there, and the more I'll do that, day after day, Seder after Seder, people change me. Mitachle Lishma Bolishma. Vahamishnah, Mishnah Novos, Cheshavis, Memches, Dvarim, Shatarinik, Nisbahem, the Terrorists, famous Kenyan Terror Mishnah, Paragvav in Novos, listing all the ways that you are kind of Terror. Umistama Yimei Hasfira, the Dave Sfira, Simer, Amucham, Lutakin Ela Hadvarim, Lavakal, Kalakoifus, Vahmidus, Lahatera, Vahozatarinikna, Ubamit Kamelo Hamidus, the Esaka. The way to gain, if you look at the lists of things in Kenyan Torah, you recognize that by practicing, those means of acquiring Torah come to us. It's interesting that there are 48, and how many days are there? So there are 49 in the sphere. So that means that there's one means of Kenyan Torah for each day. In our shul a couple of years ago, back in Cedarhurst, we had a listing of them each day, a way of focusing in on that means of Kenyan Torah. And then finally, on the last day, supposed to review all of them. That's the 49. Of course, you wait till the end to try to gain the Kenyan. It's hard enough to gain in a lifetime. It's hard enough to attempt in 7 weeks, but to do it all in the last day. No, the last day is just to solidify the Kenyan that we've acquired, the Kalim that we've managed, the tools we've managed to acquire for a deeper Kenyan Torah during this. The Kenyan Torah also becomes accessible to us by learning with fervor. It's interesting that the idea of absorption is Fasemis Pashas Chukas in Tafresh Nun Beis. He says, it's interesting that when a person eats and needs food and needs sustenance, we make a bracha beforehand, and then we eat, and then we make a bracha and thank Hashem after. There's no other time except for the Dezimra, you know, where it's a certain kind of kiyum, Kriyashma. But in terms of what a person does and enjoys, practice, establishes, before you eat and after you, you have an aliyah to the Torah. There's a bracha before the aliyah, and there's a bracha. And Sassam suggests that's because when a person just had the aliyah, he's now asking in Kadosh Baruch Hu that which he had should stay with him, that it should become a part of him, that it should be absorbed literally and become a part of him. And look carefully, indeed, what is the nusach of that bracha? Means that it's not just laid over on the outside of the person. It's not just something draped over. It's a niti, which means it got implanted. It got implanted. It's And I'm in the kishke. It's in my gut. Thank you, Akar. So just like there's a lasting effect, there's something that helps, for which we thank Hashem after we eat. So after the spiritual sustenance, we thank Hashem because hopefully it went into us, a part of the spiritual, as spiritual sustenance. Now, next part of this, Svasana starts to deal even more Kabbalah says, the haklal, ki Hashem yizbarach, betuvay noisen hamatonos, v'hahachonos, shenukal lekabel hamatonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the matanos, the gift of Torah. And he gives us, atachaymin lovin das, gives us the wisdom, the ability to understand, think, understand Torah. More than that, he helps prepare us and helps our prepare the kabbal hamatanos to receive these matanos, shahotzionu mimitzrayim, v'kervanu lefnei ha-sinai. Why do we say v'kervanu lefnei ha-sinai dayenu? Because Sfasemis is about to explain something happened during the Shloish Yisrael Hagbah. It's not just that we prepared, but Baruch Hu helped us. And when we prepare for something like Kabbalah Satayra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us prepare, if that is what we so desire. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us Lifnei HaSinai, Hu Siyua, this is the Siyata Dishmaya L'taken Amidois, to help perfect ourselves. V'lizkos liyas muchen l'kabel HaTayra, to be ready, to be zeichet, to be ready to Ubepasik, that's the Pasik in Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, V'kidashtam hayoim umachot. That word to prepare for matan, the word used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is V'kidashtam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the word to be prepared, hayoim nechayim l'shloishis, and V'kidashtam hayoim umachot, which means that even before matan time, we are prepared and become holy. Umistama Hishpia lahem Hashem Yisbarach Kedusha mikayder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no doubt, imbued us with a Kedusha such that we would be able to be Mekabel Torah and have what was given Shechina at Hasina. V'hu b'mama v'atem tiyuli mamlechis koinim v'goy kodosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, doesn't just mean after I give you the Torah. It's such a chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense. He's saying not just what will be after. In order for you to be Mekabel Torah, you are already being made special and kadosh. Being able to receive Torah? What? Human beings? Erstwhile slaves? A few weeks ago came out from Mitzrayim? Kesh Baruch Hu makes it possible. If you just want, Kesh Baruch Hu makes it possible. That's the hachana for Kabbalah Satera from Hashem. V'zeh HaShevach shekervon lefnei ha-sinai, on which we dying. V'atera noisen es brocho k'dusha lefneha ulachareha. Now he says a fascinating thing. Kavachem emudas peronius. Avodah Zarah is a terrible thing. Everybody knows Avodah Zarah is a terrible thing. And he goes on to quote the Medrash. Everybody knows the Medrash because it's a Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Avram pursues the kings, the Yirzayt, the Pasuk says, Ad Dan. Shom Toshash Kaicha. He got to a certain place north to Dan, and there, Avram felt he couldn't go on. Why? Because generations later, one of the, a golem under the Eglei Zov that Bnei Yisrael, the third Shvatim, would install, would be Ad Dan. But it's hundreds and hundreds of years before that. Doesn't matter. Avodah Zarah corrupts and weakens us before, let alone after. Says the Shasana, Sahaba Torah. If Am Yisrael is going to receive Torah in 3 days' time, Kalvachayme, Nimida Saparanius, Shabbat the Zara, he regas the Fana Ulachareha, Kedisu in Medrish Paposik for Yer Devadon, Kalvachayme, Nimida Torah. So, Benida Torah, so for sure we're ready to be Makabal Torah. That means that there's a Kedusha that can come to us beforehand. Rosh Chodesh, and then Shlei Hagbol. We should be starting to get ready, knowing, dancing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, because I'm going to receive Torah. You're already making it possible for me to receive it, which means you're making me ready, which means I'm already becoming more Kadosh than I was before, in anticipation of, and to make me ready to receive Torah. Kavuchemah from Avodah Zarah. V'zeh shekosuv v'hayu nechonim layom hashlishi. Ki v'yom hashlishi yeireh. Hashem la'enei chala'om al-harsin. He says that there's a remnant here. Al-yidei, v'yoyim, hashlishi yerei, v'chem yesh v'chem atzo l'hokhina. Because you're going to receive Torah, then now is already, you're already being prepared, you're already being set up, your nefesh and the constellation of your nefesh is already capable of tremendous things in anticipation of the holy Torah you're going to receive. That's what Hashem meant when he said, hayu nechayim l'shoshis yomin, kibuyem hashlishi yerei. Kibuyem Shlishi Yerei doesn't just mean be ready so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come.
oh, because it's going to come, be ready. No.
You can be ready because Hashem is coming. Therefore, there are changes that can happen in you beforehand in anticipation of what you have to become. And that's how we, that's how we recover Torah. We are thinking about the fact that it's coming. And because we know it's coming, preparing ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashpia us, and He's going to imbue us with such a capacity, such a holy nature, and increase our Kedusha in anticipation of and in preparation, prepare us to be Makabal Torah, cause we will, earlier, 3 days in advance, because Baruch Hu will make that all possible, lift us toward Him, in Yitzhak Hashem, anticipation.